That would be the last. Fourth value or purpose. Have examined of conscience. They induce, that's the language of the church, they induce wisdom and develop the gift of wisdom we possess from the Holy Spirit. We have, remember, how many gifts?
Seven.
What are the seven gifts?
Wisdom.
Sisters, don't you think we should memorize that? Sure. And for me, what I like, for example, today is Thursday. What do I concentrate on Thursday? The gift of fortitude or courage. And sisters, to help me do this, I always say at least three rosaries every day. And of course, it will always be the glorious mysteries. So, on Monday when I get to the third glorious mystery, Holy Spirit, I ask for the gift of wisdom. Sunday, Monday, gift of understanding, and down the line. Sisters, it's a good idea to put some system into our lives. Am I making sense? Look at the things you do, for example, well, when you go to sleep. Did I give you people that daily resignation? Well, Frank, would you please remind me? Francesco, would you please remind me? I don't think I brought a copy with me, but I say it twice a day. Please? Now I will write it out, okay? And then, sisters, and have a break, and then I'll do it during the break, and if I don't have this by 3 o'clock this afternoon, then my penance will be one Hail Mary for each of you. Okay. Have a system in your lives. So, this purpose of examination of conscience is to develop the gift of wisdom. I have many definitions of wisdom. Here is one. Wisdom is praying in the presence of God. Then, in the Old Testament, hear this, sisters. This is wisdom speaking, sapientia, remember? I, wisdom, dwell in people who plan. I, wisdom, dwell in people who plan. Look ahead. Prudence is a virtue. You ought to grow in all the virtues. But there's no sure way of growing in the virtue of prudence than by the daily examine of conscience. A wise person is a prudent person. Prudence is a virtue that grows only by a daily examine of conscience. My lecture tells me to say this. I spoke to Americans when I gave this talk. You may have heard of Benjamin Franklin. He was one of the founders of, well, the American Republic. He was the first ambassador of the United States to France. He was not a Catholic, but he wrote his autobiography. And I tell you, sisters, my superiors told me, I have ordered my superiors twice now to write my autobiography. Of course, I will not say everything. But before he died, Franklin wrote his autobiography. In his autobiography, he attributes his success in life, his dealing with people, to his daily examination of conscience. And this I repeat, not a Catholic, he was not even a professed Christian, but he believed in God. He figured he needed 13 virtues. And he said, I have 13 major failings in my life. Sisters, do you know what virtues you need? They are your failings. How do you know? What are your main failings? In case you don't know, ask one of your fellow sisters. If she's honest, she will tell you. So he decided, I will multiply my 13 failings times 4. 4 times 13 is what? 52. So then, each season, in the winter, he consecrated on one quarter, remember? 13 virtues, one for each week. Next season, he repeated it over again. Next season, the autumn, over again. The autumn, and over again. In his autobiography, he even lists his moral failings. He liked alcohol. And to mortify his drink. Sisters, we must be honest. Honest with God, honest with ourselves. And where did he learn about this? From the Jesuits in France. When he was ambassador. Sisters, our daily examen of conscience is just common sense. It is an important, I would add, indispensable part of our spiritual life. In the formation of young religious, I cannot think of anything more valuable than convincing them to make the examen of conscience and help them make it profitably. And sisters, I teach this to married women, to mothers. Every year I give 4 retreats now for 25 years. 2 retreats to women, 2 retreats to men. 2 retreats to men. Now tell the, especially the young mothers, train your child before he goes to sleep at night. Now the child does not have to say this out loud. Ask Jesus to tell you what you did wrong. And tell Jesus you are sorry. And remember too, thank Jesus for what you were able to do today, because he helped you. Now we go on. There are 2 kinds of examination of conscience known to Catholic spirituality. So the purpose is finished. That was D. Now, the 2 kinds of examen of conscience known in Catholic spirituality, and they are generally called the general and the particular. Different saints have different names, but they all say the same thing. The great master for examination of conscience was Saint Ignatius. And the popes tell us this. I am sure this is one reason why I got the vocation to become a member of the Society of Jesus. I think I told you. My mother told me, John, why didn't you join the Franciscans? Did I tell you this? Because she was a Franciscan tertiary. I know a lot about St. Francis and I loved him. Why didn't you become a Franciscan? I said, Mother, I did the next best thing. Well, she resigned herself. But now that I look back over my life, I know why. God has given me a methodical mind, dividing things, separating things, distinguishing things. And that's St. Ignatius. Definite, precise, no vague generalities in St. Ignatius. 1, 2, 3, 4. In the language of Ignatius, they're called the general and the particular.